did they come from?
There was no indication on the long-range scanner.
Still no reply from the planet?
Nothing at all.
Keep trying.
This is Moonbase Alpha calling on all frequencies.
They're Hawks. They're Mark 9 Hawks.
Certainly looks that way, yeah.
They're war machines. And that's enough for me.
Get going, Alan.
Red alert.
This is Moonbase Alpha calling on all frequencies. We are people from the planet Earth. Please acknowledge.
This is Moonbase Alpha. We are people from the planet Earth. Please acknowledge.
Attention all sections Alpha. Alien ships are approaching the base. Their intentions are not known.
Eagle Flight 1 will intercept. Flight 2, move to backup positions. Relief crews to launch pad areas. Crash unit, stand by. Rescue and casualty Eagles manned and ready.
Main motors.
Section and launch pad areas. Priority 2 to medical center and stand by to receive casualties. Activate meteorite defense screens.
And seal primary bulkhead doors.
There's still no reply, Commander.
Alien ships approaching at V14.2.
It's nearly twice the speed of our Eagles. Get on their tails, Alan.
They have just 30 seconds, Commander.
We're locked onto them, Commander.
It's
an attack, John. Still no signal?
Nothing.
10 seconds.
We can't hold them, Commander.
Alpha's wide open.
5 seconds.
Fire!
Good on you, Alan.
A new contact.
Position.
Orbital reference 348.
Flight 2.
On the lifts now, Commander.
Flight 2, cut all checks. Lift off.
We've got ourselves a war.
control units to pad 4. Explosive decompression in the end section. Area sealed off.
I want damage reports on launch pads and maintenance section.
Pardon?
Minimum countdown. I want to know exactly how long it'll take to get the last laser-equipped Eagle off this rock.
Helena, give me a casualty report.
Apart from the Eagle crews, we've lost all technicians on launch pad 4. We have 11 other casualties. There are 2 men unaccounted for. It's bad, John.
We're at war. Position?
Eagles at reference 326, Hawks at 319, and closer.
Interception.
Laser range in 2:05.
Alan, they're heading towards you at 319, within range in 2 minutes. We're trying to send you all the help we can, but right now, you're all that stands between us and them. We're relying on you, Alan.
We'll take care of you.
Good luck.
Leader to Flight 1. Select your opposite number. If any of them get through, we won't have a home to go to. All right, here we go.
Let's hope they take us for a dead one.
I've lost contact with Alan.
The last Eagle, is it ready for launch?
The lift's still jammed.
Evacuate all non-essential surface areas. Secondary bulkheads will be secured in 30 seconds. Paul, Sandra, Kano, you stay with me. The rest of you get below.
You too, Victor.
Auxiliary lights.
You hold on here. Paul, Connor, come with me. It's over. Paul, Kano, stay here. Help out.
Commander.
First, they eliminate the fighter defenses. Then they send in the bombers. There's nothing we can do. Nothing.
One laser-equipped Eagle left. If they can get it launched, somehow, some way, Pete, this one's down to us. Head up the target display. Give us all the power we've got, Pete. Laser at maximum rate.
Do you copy?
Yes, Alpha. We copy.
Alan, that was terrific.
It was the big one. I reckon they meant it for Alpha.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Didn't know you were still alive.
We were just playing dead. How are all of you, anyway?
Pretty bad. You?
Well, we're down to auxiliary power. I reckon we can make it back to Alpha. What do you think they've got next?
We're relying on you to tell us, Alan. Out. Victor, how are things down there?
Oh, we're all right. What on earth was that?
Their doomsday weapon. It was intended for Alpha, but Alan got in its way.
Alan, is he...
No, he's all right. But we've got a lot of casualties, Victor. It's one hell of a mess up here. Sandra's at the computer now. She'll give you a safe route back to main mission.
Travel tube to door 9. Corridor 9 is safe, and from there you can enter through the commander's office.
128 dead. Mostly there's no trace of them. Sucked out into space. Explosive decompression.
Survivors?
Those that made it below are pretty much all right. Those that didn't. There's just no halfway house.
Well, we still have emergency power. And for the moment at least, the attack's been called off. Yeah. Maybe that bomber was their last fling. I don't think so, Ellen. Anyway, we're still alive. And the question is, how do we stay alive?
About the emergency power, Commander. We're running off solar batteries. On minimum requirements, they'll be exhausted within 8 days.
Main generators?
The least badly damaged will take a minimum of 4 weeks to repair. Anti-gravity units in all areas are smashed beyond repair, too.
Most of the casualties were in the technical department.
That is not all, Commander. The food production and recycling plants have been very badly damaged. The water is heavily contaminated.
How long to repair?
9 weeks minimum, but then it would be at least 2 more months before we could begin cropping.
We shall only be within range of this planet for 4 days. Beyond that, the nearest star system will be at least 6 months too far.
Alan, I want you to put an unarmed reconnaissance eagle in a functional launch pad. Helena, you and I are going down to that planet.
No, I don't think you're...
Just a minute.
I rather thought that they've been trying to tell us to keep away.
Victor, the only reason they've stopped firing is because they don't need to bother. Alpha is dead. Now, unless any of you have a better idea, the only course open to us is to go down there, meet them face to face on their own turf, and try to persuade them to talk.
Think they'll believe we're unarmed?
Who knows what they'll believe?
This is Moonbase Alpha calling on all frequencies. Please acknowledge. The ship now approaching your planet is unarmed. Our commander, John Koenig, requests permission to meet and to discuss our situation with your leaders. We ask for mercy to be shown to the survivors of this base. This is Moonbase Alpha calling on all frequencies. Please acknowledge.
Casualty list has increased to 131.
The ship now approaching your planet is unarmed.
Why has all this happened to us, Professor?
Please acknowledge.
The gods using us for their sport, perhaps.
We ask for mercy to be shown to the survivors of this base.
They have the same weapons as ours, and they fight by the same book of rules.
We've got to show them that they've no need to be afraid of us.
I think they know that already.
Paul, no response from the planet?
Still nothing, Commander. Maybe they're a race of deaf mutes.
Why should they talk? Keep us guessing. Compensators at Earth gravity.
As computer predicted. And there's still no sign of enemy ships. Beautiful.
Course correction 5 degrees green, and we're veering off.
No computer malfunction.
Correction has no effect. Strange, all. control systems check out fine.
Hello, Alpha. Alpha, do you read me? Come in, Alpha. This is Koenig.
What's contact? Switching to manual. We're still moving off course. I can't correct it.
Alphans, you are under ground control. Relax and stand by for touchdown.
What do you make of it?
Wish someone would show a face. Say a word. Anything.
The lights. The colors. Maybe they're part of their language.
They spoke to us.
Is there anyone here we can talk to?
Speak, Earthman. State your case. Speak.
Why? Why did you attack us? Why? We've been transmitting messages to you ever since we've been in range. We wanted to land on this planet. You refused to answer.
When you did reply, you did so with guns, war machines, and bombers.
If there's some reason that you don't want us to stay here, some basic incompatibility, we could understand. But we're not here by choice. We cannot control the course of our moon. We're looking for a place to live. We won't use force. All we want is peace.
Answer, damn it! You asked me to state my case. All right, here it is. We came in peace. You waited till we were in range. Then you launched a surprise attack. You killed half my people, destroyed my base, and left us without the means to live.
You cannot stay here.
We cannot live on Alpha!
You have no place in space at all.
You deny us our future.
You have no future. You carry with you the seeds of your own destruction. You are a contaminating organism, a fatal virus, a plague of fear.
Your presence on this planet would destroy a civilization that has survived for billions of years.
You think we're no more than a virus?
Ever since we were blasted away from Earth, we've been fighting for survival. We have survived. Now, how, I don't know. There's no rational explanation, but what I do have is an absolute faith in the strength of the human spirit. And the belief that someone or something is looking after us. God, if you like. And we will survive.
The death struggle of inferior species is very often the finest hour of their existence. But the end is nevertheless the end.
I refuse to believe we have no future.
Extinction may take a little time. That is all.
Helena, this equipment, whatever it is, they depend on it. It looks very fragile.
John, violence is not the answer.
I can't accept their judgment.
Hoffman.
Oh, down.
Hoffman. Still no word from the commander?
No.
I think we should make a start anyway.
Our launch pads 1 and 5 are operational. At least enough to get the Eagles away. If that's what we want to do.
Nothing else we can do. Start Operation Exodus.
Dr. Russell. The power of your weapon will be turned against yourself. Do not be afraid.
In our world, there can be no fear.
He was a victim of his own fear. You can share our power, giving substance to your wish that he should live.
Helena.
Should proceed to the technical section where the Eagles are now loading. Close down of all services in the residence section will begin in 15 minutes. All equipment and maintenance fire should
Paul,
be taken.
I have a contact.
It's the Commander's Eagle.
Hello, Alpha. Hello, Alpha. Do you read me?
Commander, will you read you?
Paul, we could live on this planet, but we'll have to fight for a foothold.
Quiet, please.
Alan?
Yes, Commander.
I want you to bring out the last of the laser-equipped Eagles. We'll rendezvous with this position, then I'll transfer to your ship.
Right, Commander.
Victor?
Yes, John.
As soon as Alan's clear, I want you to evacuate Alpha. Now, I can't guarantee what you'll find here, but at least...
It's all right, John. Everyone's prepared to take the chance.
Good.
If I'm not there to meet you, land on open ground and consolidate your position. Say goodbye to Alpha for me.
Say hello to the planet.
Eagle's ready for liftoff.
They're just waiting for us.
You have 3 minutes, Professor.
Thank you, Paul.
Recording now.
We are mankind. We came from planet Earth, and we built this base called Alpha to learn more about space. But human error blasted this moon out of the Earth's orbit. And so we have traveled the universe searching for a place to live. Now, we can no longer live here. And we go to face an uncertain future on the planet that has nearly destroyed us. You, whoever you are, who find this empty vessel of Alpha, come and seek us out, if we still exist. Come and teach us all you know, because we have learned many things, but most of all, we have learned that we still have much to learn.
Penny for them?
Oh, just wondering if there's any future at all.
Am I a prisoner?
You are free to walk where your mind has the will to take you.
Am I free to walk out of here?
If your mind can find a way.
John Koenig has taken your eagle. He has called to Alpha for reinforcements. He believes he can rescue you and win space on this planet by force.
Will he? Will he succeed?
He is very much afraid that we will stop him.
Will you?
No.
Off you go.
You fly her, Alan. Head for the planet. I'll brief you as we go.
Right. Looks like their defense is fully alert, Commander.
Speak of life beyond death. Yet all around is a world I see, touch, feel.
The tactile world around you now is a brain.
Unlike your human brain, this will never die. It has been developed over generations and grows with each life that is lived in it.
But why life and death, if the brain is permanent?
We are not. We are but tenants of the brain for a span of 1,000 years. The people on this planet feed the brains with life.
And defend them with bombers and hawks like those of the planet Earth.
We have no fighting machines of our own. Why should we? We have no fear.
You do. You used them to destroy Alpha. Didn't you?
Mankind is full of fear. Come fearlessly into our brain and see.
Did you answer my question?
Come. Our world is in perfect balance. Differences have been resolved. Restless desires of individual flesh and communal ambition are fulfilled and accommodated. They are as spiritual impulses in this great combination of brains that is our harmonious world. We have no fear.
It's beautiful. beautiful. John.
Minutes of life. And then no oxygen. Hallucination. A slow and peaceful drift through dream to real eternity. Or just nothing. The ultimate negative. Poison and pain. And yet more pain. Until nothing. This body a piece, perhaps, for some future archaeologist to fit into an historical puzzle. John Koenig from planet Earth, 9th and last commander of Moonbase Alpha.
John, come back.
He has faced death. He has conquered his fear.
I want him back as he was. I want him here. I am afraid of death. I don't want your world.
If you bring him back, he will have to face the agony of his own fear.
I want him as he was, with all his faults and fears.
He would destroy us all.
We are what we are! John!
Thank you.
Oh, do you read me?
Yes, Commander, we read you. Turn back, Paul.
Turn back?
If you're gonna die, you might as well die on Alpha.
Seconds. 15 seconds.
It's an attack, John. Still no signal?
Nothing.
10 seconds.
We can't hold them, Commander.
Alpha's wide open.
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2.
Alan, hold your fire.
Commander?
That's an order.
Alien contact lost.
Alan?
Yes, Commander.
Return to base, Alan. Cancel red alert.
Bomb?
False alarm. Everybody relax.
John, I don't begin to understand, but does this mean we can go down to the planet?
No. We trust you will stay away because you are so primitive and unstable, so governed by emotions like fear, that you would destroy our perfect world.
The spaceships that appeared to attack you were created in your own mind by your own fears. Our only defense was to make your fears appear real.
In a moment of time, we have shown you the possible consequences of a decision we hope you will not make.
I'd almost forgotten. Forgotten what? I can't remember.
I remember. A world without fear. It was very strange. Beautiful. We've lost it.